Meanwhile, yesterday, Israeli President Shimon Peres invited Pope Benedict to Israel and said he hopes the visit will take place next year. The Israeli leader was speaking to journalists after his meeting with the Pope in Castel Gandolfo, where he underlined that Jews and Christians pray to the same heaven and that common prayers can do much to combat death, terrorism and violence. Irene Lagan has this report.
In a press conference last evening, Israeli President Shimon Peres called yesterday's meeting with Pope Benedict XVI an extraordinary moment. He praised the Pope for his spiritual support and agreed that the Ten Commandments are the document of our time.
And I am grateful to the Pope for really an outstanding position.
Turning to Israeli politics, Peres said that he is more optimistic than ever about negotiating a two-state solution with Palestine. However, he said that dialogue with Hamas is not possible and that most Hamas terrorists are coming from Tehran and not Gaza.
So if you want to have a monologue and call it a dialogue, you can do it. If you want to really have a dialogue with Hamas, why don't you go to Tehran?
Peres said that Israel is also open to peace talks with Syria, but said that Syria must stop supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon. I'm Irene Lagan.